الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار أولئك لهم نصيب مما كسبوا والله سريع الحساب. Most respected ulama, elders and brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praises and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of His infinite mercy, His kindness, He has blessed us with iman. May Allah keep us steadfast in our iman. We leave this world with iman in a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most pleased with us. And together with that, alhamdulillah, we have just passed the most auspicious and the most significant days of the year, and that is the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, completing our Eid al-Adha, our sacrifice, our Udhiyah, Qurbani. And now, alhamdulillah, we are witnessing the Hujjaj and those that have went for Hajj, they are returning back home. And one dua that is taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when meeting a haji who is returning, قَبِلَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكَ, may Allah accept your hajj, وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكَ, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive your sins, and وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكَ, and may Allah recompense you for whatever you have spent on this journey of hajj. So these three things, if you at least don't know the Arabic, then perhaps in English also, whilst we are making salam and meeting the returning haji, we should try and greet him in such a manner. In these ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, after the ayat pertaining to Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, referring to a practice that was found during the days of Jahiliyyah, that when people used to complete the rituals and the manasik of Hajj, then in Mina, it was a practice of the people of the past during the days of Jahiliyyah, with pride and with arrogance, they used to take the names of their forefathers, proud about their lineage, that we are from a certain lineage, we are from this background. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now advising us that we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you have completed your manasik, your rituals of hajj, now remember Allah, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? كَذِكْرِكُمْ أَبَاءَكُمْ, how you used to take the names of your forefathers, that a practice that was prevalent in the days of Jahiliyyah, just as how you were taking the names of your forefathers in a similar manner, now you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is proud about the lineage, he is proud about his parents, because his parents were the apparent means of his existence in this world. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, and Allah is that being that is our nourisher and our sustainer. And not only that, but oh, أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا, more fervently than what you were taking the name of your forefathers, more fervently you should take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness and mercy upon a person, as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, that 70 times more mercy than what perhaps a mother can show her child is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to every individual. So more fervently a person should take the name of Allah, he should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the tartib and the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that first a person in his acts of ibadat, in his worship, through that he went through sacrifice, he went against his desires, went through difficulties. Person speaks to the haji is going to tell us that what amounts of difficulties, hardships, but all of that for Allah and all of that as an act of ibadat, and the amount of nur that is going to enter into a person's heart is going to be great, and going against a person's nafs and desires is extremely rewarding in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, when that is going to be coupled with the dhikr of Allah, with the remembrance of Allah, then that is going to bring about much more nur and light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is going to be making the dhikr of Allah, then together with making the dhikr of Allah, a person is going to make dua. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that before his dua, Rabbi habli hukma wa alhiqni bis salihin waj'alni lisana sidqin fil akhirin, these ayat Allah mentions his dua that, oh Allah, grant me wisdom and make me from those people that are the righteous, join me up with them. And various du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam are mentioned. Before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the manner in which he remembered Allah, that he has introduced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people that were around him, that who is Allah? Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen, that being that created me and then he guided me. Walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqeen, he feeds me and he gives me to drink. Wa idha marithtu fahuwa yashfeen, when I am sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who cures me. So he first made the dhikr of Allah and then he made dua, teaching us also, before we make dua, before we present our need in front of Allah, we first make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We first praise Allah. We first exalt the oneness and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just as how after any ibadat, for example, after performing salah, we are taught to make the dhikr of Allah and then to make dua. The practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after making salam, astaghfirullah thrice. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua. So this is the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a similar manner, after hajj, a great ibadat, a great ritual is performed and completed. Now a person is taught to make dua, to make dhikr of Allah and to make dua. So after salah as well, the Quran tells us, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحُ وَأَدْبَارَ السُّجُودِ, that in the night, and after a person completes his salah, a person glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when a person is going to be making dua, Allah mentions various categories of people that are making dua. So فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا, one category and one group of people are those who say that, oh Allah, you grant us in this world, meaning they forget the life of the akhirah. They think to themselves that we are only going to stay and live in this world, so the dua is confined and restricted to this world. And they say that, oh Allah, you grant us in this world. And in this world, that whatever a person wanted, whatever he needed, he kept his life in front of him. That whether it was wealth, whether it was good health, or whatever it was, he only thought about the life of this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, there is nothing for him in the akhirah. Because he asked for this world, whatever good he done, whatever he is going to ask, he will receive it in this world. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem, and Allah is most generous, and Allah gives even though a person does not deserve. So where is Allah going to give such a person? Only in this world, and nothing for him in the akhirah. And a better category of people, the better group of people are those, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, are those people who make dua for goodness of the life of this world as well as goodness for the life of akhirah. So this is the person of iman, a mu'min, a believer. Together with him making dua for the life of this world, he is going to make dua for the life of akhirah as well. Now, a person is traveling. He knows that he's in a certain transit area. A person catches a flight. He's on a connection for a few hours. Now, a person is also worried about his transit lounge and what type of a transit is he going to get. So this is the kindness, the mercy of Allah. This life of this world is, so to say, a transit lounge. But even in this transit lounge, a person is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness. No problem, permitted, and there is no harm in it whatsoever. But at the same time, a person does not forget the eternal life of Akhirah, our destination. That it should not be that a person in the quest of the transit, that everything of the best in the transit arena, he forgets about his destination. He does not make any arrangements whatsoever for his destination, and that is the life of Akhirah. So a person starts off the dua, he says, Rabbana. That just says how a child, when a child calls out, and a child knows very well, I need anything, who do I turn to? I turn to my father. We as people of Iman, immediately we know, we need anything. We don't say Abba, or we don't say Daddy, but immediately we say, Rabbana, O our Rabb, you are most kind, you are most merciful. Now a person is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So goodness in the life of this dunya, the ulama, the mufassirin, they explain many, many things. And if a person just ponders and reflects that whatever a person wants in terms of this worldly life, it is all included and it is all part of the goodness of the life of this world. If a person is in need of rizq and sustenance, goodness of this dunya will include that as well. If a person is in need of good health, then afiyat and well-being is part of it. If a person is looking for a pious wife, then a pious wife is also part of it. If a person has children and perhaps they might be disobedient to him, or a person does not have children and he wants pious and good offspring, this is also part of goodness of the life of this world. And these are all mentioned by the mufassirin, by the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, by the tabi'een. So a person is now asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness in the life of this world. Then, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةِ, goodness of the life of Akhirah. A person wants to be forgiven by Allah. A person wants to be entered into Jannah. A person wants a swift reckoning. And a person wants to be saved from the various stages and the difficulties and the horrors of the day of Qiyamah and of the Akhirah. A person is asking and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So goodness of the life of Akhirah includes and encompasses all of that. And the greatest good of the life of Akhirah, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, that, O Allah, you save us from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. So most certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it and give it to a person. Now this dua is what we call perhaps a famous dua, a dua which we are constantly and regularly making dua, definitely, certainly. However, it should not be something that is done parrot fashion, that we are just saying it by word of mouth, lip service. But when a person is making dua, like a beggar begging in front of a person comes and he knocks on a person's door, or whilst driving, he knocks on a person's window, and the manner in which that person begs is not just lip service, but from the bottom of the heart, he is beseeching a person, he wants something out of that person. In a similar manner, we are going to be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion went to visit a sick person. This person was extremely frail, weak. So he was asked, that did you make any dua prior to this? So he said that, yes, O Nabi of Allah. I said that, O Allah, whatever punishment you want to give me in the life of Akhirah, give it to me now in this world. So I am not going to be punished at all in the life of Akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, this is not how you make dua. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him this dua, that is, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Showing us that even in this world, for whatever sins and gunas a person might have committed, we are going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And we are not also going to ask Allah to punish us in this worldly life. As Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most common dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. And we should all imagine that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 10 years he was in the khidmat, in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina Munawwara. On one occasion he was seated and few people were around him, and his famous student Thabit Bunani rahmatullah alayhi said that these people want you to make dua for them. So as Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu made this dua, that is, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. After a while, when these people wanted to leave, Thabit Bunani rahmatullah alayhi said they requested for some other du'as as well. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu then explained the importance and the significance of this du'a, that if a person has goodness of this worldly life as well as goodness of the life of the Akhirah, then this is sufficient for a person. And when a person is making tawaf of the Kaaba, the only du'a that is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one narration mentions that between the Rukn Yamani and the Hajr Aswad, means the last portion of the Kaaba, a person should make this du'a, that is, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. And there are 70 malaika that have been placed there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say ameen to the du'as of a person. and a person is asking Allah for this, that means goodness of dunya and goodness of akhirah. In the entire tawaf, a person can make any dhikr, any dua, but the only dhikr or the only dua that has specifically been mentioned in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, showing us the importance of this dua. Now, we all know that when a person is in sajda, his du'as are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, for example, let us say a person is performing a nafil salah, or a person is performing tahajjud salah. Now, in sajda, if a person has any need of this worldly life, if a person just reads this du'a, pondering and thinking about his need, when he is reading, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, then in this way he is making dua for his need. And there can be no better moment or no better occasion for a person to place his need in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than when a person is in sajda. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِي dua, that whilst a person is in sajda, then a person should exert himself in dua. قَمِنٌ أَن يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ, then most likely that dua is going to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have got a perfect chance, a perfect occasion for whatever needs we might perhaps have for ourselves or for whoever it might be. But where should we make the dua? Anytime a person can make dua. Yes, definitely, most certainly. But those occasions and those times when du'as are more readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person just makes dua, and this is a dua of Quran, and there can be no dua better than a dua of Quran, a person is making dua in this way, thinking about his need of this world, as well as of the life of akhirah. What else does a person want besides goodness of dunya and goodness of akhirah? And all types of goodness and khair is found in these du'as. And we all are aware that on a Friday, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that there is a time when du'as are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is that time? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith, he did not mention it, just as how various other things in a hadith have not been mentioned. For example, the exact night of Laylatul Qadr has not been mentioned. And there are various wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in there. So one such thing is that the exact time on a Jumu'ah when du'as are readily accepted by Allah, that exact time is not mentioned. However, but many of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to say that it is after Asr Salah and before the Maghrib Salah on a Jumu'ah. So we should try, take our time, make du'a at that time as well. And at that time also, some narrations indicate to the fact that this was a du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most common du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time was this du'a itself. That is, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. So let us make this a regular practice and something which we are going to be doing regularly. That is, we are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our dua is coupled with the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah. That praising Allah and then placing our needs in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this dua encapsulates and includes every single thing. This is the beauty of the Quran, the manner in which the Quran presents something, the manner in which the message of the Quran is portrayed, that if a person understands the message of the Quran, then a person will have great amounts of joy, happiness, and he will be truly rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if a person might ask a question, but why is it at times that we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us the goodness of the life of this world? Ulama mention that something very simple and very easy, that perhaps a person might not be getting the goodness immediately. However, his heart will be at ease, and in his heart he will know well and he will understand well that this condition is from Allah, and Allah is going to remove the condition. And in this difficulty of mine, in spite of me not getting what I want exactly, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding me greatly for it. So meaning, a person's heart will be at ease. وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. Allah mentions, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Any calamity, any difficulty comes down with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the person of iman, Allah guides his heart into understanding and realizing that this is from Allah. In a difficulty, Allah will reward me most certainly and most definitely. Whether Allah changes that condition or not, that is only in the knowledge and in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but a person's heart will be at ease. So a person looks around at the situation around the world, that a person might be in any form of difficulty, but the moment he makes his dua, Allah gives him that peace of mind and that contentment of heart, that in whichever condition he might be, he will be most pleased and happy with the decree and the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people that turn earnestly to him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone of us goodness of dunya, goodness of akhirah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
We say jazakumullah ahsanu jazaa to Mufti Bilal Sahib for those valuable advices and such a beautiful and brief explanation of the beautiful dua Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fid akhirati hasanah. We try to inshallah include this dua every day, every moment inshallah after our salah, wherever we are, whenever we are making dua for ourselves. And that currently we know that the ummah is in need of our duas. The ummah is in dire need of our duas. Inshallah, we continue fervently with our duas at the Tahajjud time, after every salah, after every moment, that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free the oppressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory to Islam and the believers inshallah, and Allah unite the ummah inshallah. We say Jazakallah Mufti Sahib is the imam of the Mayfair Jummah Masjid, together with the teachers in the morning, teachers in the afternoon, as well as involved in the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Allah continue to use Mufti Sahib for the khidmat of deen inshallah. And today our normal collection will take place for our masjid, for our madrasa. Humble request inshallah for the brothers to donate generously inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah, hayya 'ala s-salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد يا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن تقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين ودعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم ان الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لي ولكم في القران العظيم ونفعني واياكم بالايات والذكر الحكيم انه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وترحم وتحنن على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره، وأذل الشرك وأشراره. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واجعلنا منهم، واخذل الكفرة والمشركين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقهم كل الخير، ومن أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين شرا وليس في نسبهم الهداية فأهلكهم كما أهلكت عادا وثمود. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا. اللهم اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم اشف مرضانا، وارحم موتانا، وعاف مبتلانا، وفك أسرانا، وأد ديوننا، وقض حاجاتنا، واستر عوراتنا، واهد ضالتنا. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. استوى اعتدلوا كان ينشود أو سفسا ستريت. الله أكبر سبحانك الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تسلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر تحية السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر واستعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله